This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A big annual event coming up this weekend, Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association Home and Garden Show. Getting ready for it, hustling around. Dana LaPre is on. Dana, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about what's happening out at the fairgrounds, when it's happening, and what people need to know.
Yeah, the Home and Garden Show is returning this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've got hundreds of experts that are ready to bring your project ideas to life. You can meet with builders, remodelers, and landscapers. Enjoy some excellent food. There'll be some live presentations. Of course, we've got door prizes happening every single day. There's something fun for everyone.
And
we've also got some... Go ahead.
Well, this time of year, I mean, people are really, you know, with the change in the weather kind of beginning to start, people are starting to think more about things in their, you know, on their property, in their yard, and all that.
Yeah, you know, it's so true. The nice thing about the home show this year is that you can go down there and enjoy some garden presentations or maybe some DIY demonstrations about your landscaping, maybe learn some tips and some tricks. And I know for me, that's always something that I need to learn more about is how to work in the backyard and make it look come alive.
So it is a three-day event. How much of the fairgrounds are you taking up?
So we're taking up the conference hall and the Douglas Hall this year, and then some outdoor space as well.
And people want to go. When is the what are the hours?
So Friday is 10 to 6, Saturday is 9 to 6, and then Sunday is 10 to 4. Admission is $8 or $5 if you bring two cans of food for you can. And then Sunday is free admission all day, and that's sponsored by Buck Sanitary Services.
Wow. And that free admission, is that for everyone?
For everybody.
Wow. That is a pretty cool perk. So that's going to be going on. I know you really get a lot of different folks in the industry, and a lot of things with homes have really been evolving in the last few years, especially with all the technology and things like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of really cool things that are just evolving with these new homes. And, you know, going down to the home show and learning what those things are could be really to your benefit. Because even myself, even working in the industry, you know, I don't even know half the stuff that's coming down the pike. And so being able to connect with these vendors and learn all about it is a really fun thing to do.
Now, are the vendors, is everybody pretty much local, or do you have some people from out of the area as well?
I would say most of our vendors are local, that with the exception of some of them that are coming from the Medford and Eugene area.
All right. So a good opportunity to get connected with people and kind of get a conversation started about maybe a bigger project. In fact, you could really probably connect with multiple people here if you've got some big ideas and really kind of get things laid out while you're there.
Yeah, we've got over 115 vendors this year, and then we also have other local organizations that are really going to be down there to connect with the public and talk about the services that they have. We've got food trucks and local breweries, and it's just going to be a good time.
And I know it's something you look forward to every year, always right here at the kind of the end of February, beginning of March. We were talking on the air earlier today. It is the anniversary, 7th anniversary, that you might remember of Snowmageddon today.
Oh, my goodness. It's funny that you mentioned that, because I was at the fairgrounds last night and we were having that conversation about running the home show during Snowmageddon and how grateful I am this year not to be dealing with snow.
Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah, and mild temperatures and all of that. So, again, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association Home and Garden Show at the fairgrounds. What else do people need to know?
Well, you know, while you're down here, you can get your passport stamped. We have 6 different sponsors who are ready to stamp that passport so that you have a chance to win a dreamy stay at a beautiful Diamond Lake Resort cabin. And we have all kinds of things going on, like the schools will be competing in their 4th annual build-off competition. We have silent auctions happening. There's, like I said, there's just a little bit of fun for everyone.
All right, again, that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Home and Garden Show at the Fairgrounds. Dana LaPrey from the Umpqua Valley Home Builders Association getting ready for the event. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a great day.
8:37 at the Morning Report.